There was a loud, angry oath from Corran Horn.
Amner, this will stop. We're trapped in here with no way out, no way to speak to anyone on the outside. Looking at possible harm to civilians and a threat to our families hangs over our heads. We've got 3 Jedi who are convinced we're evil imposters and are rapidly running out of the means to take proper care of them. If you would stop trying to appease Dalla, we...
Appease her?
Kenth Hamner was a man slow to anger, but Corran's words bit deep.
I'm not trying to appease anyone. I'm trying to find a solution. All I need to do to end this threat, Horn, is to let Saar and Ultamic go. She doesn't even know about Barn. 2 Jedi's on a gurney and we can all go home.
He stopped in mid-sentence. Corran's eyes were hard and angry. Horn would not get to be with his family, even if he could leave now. He would go home only to his wife, as strained and heartsick and angry as he. His children were not here in Jedi safekeeping tended by beings who cared for them. They were stuck in carbonite, hung on a wall, and treated like decorations.
I'm sorry, Corran,
Hamner said, and he was.
But we've come to this point because we've continued to refuse, Dalla, and that's hardly appeasement. I'm open to any and all suggestions.
She sent Balak Rall to handle the situation, and she's deliberately refusing to talk to us. Maybe we should talk to him instead, while we keep pursuing the other options, suggested Octoramus.
We can't,
said Hamner, struggling for patience.
Didn't you hear Connie's report? All outgoing communications are blocked.
Octa smiled a little.
There's a lower-tech solution, Kenth. Just send someone to walk out the front steps to discuss terms. We could at least get the deadline extended while we tried to come up with another plan.
Somehow I don't think that gentleman out there is much of a talker, grumbled Kip.
Nor do I, said Kyle Katarn, stroking his beard thoughtfully.
I hate to say this, but at the moment, until we can find a way out of here, Dalla really does have the upper hand. She's got many of the Masters right where she wants us. Temple communications are effectively paralyzed. All known exits are watched. Unless we are suddenly sprung by a coordinated effort from off-world, not impossible, but not likely, and it certainly wouldn't be in a timely manner, we might be here a while. Getting this very brief deadline of 36 hours extended is currently the only thing I can think of. We need more time. And the chrono is counting down every minute we delay. Hamner sighed.
I think you're right. It's worth a try, at any rate. I'll go out and see if I can...
No, said several voices at once.
I'm the acting Grand Master. I'm the one Rall will want to speak with.
Right, said Kip. And he'll snatch you up so fast it'll make a lightsaber strike look slow.
Kenth's brows drew together.
Dalla would not dare.
We don't know anything anymore about what Dalla would and would not stoop to, said Katarn. She's threatened our families and sent in this Mando with apparent carte blanche, and we certainly don't know anything about him. I would not tempt either of them with you as the prize.
Slowly, Hamner nodded.
I do not like asking another to take the risk, he said. But you raise a valid point. Who else would be willing to go?
Several mouths opened, but someone unexpected spoke first.
I will, said Connie.
What?
Said many voices at once, and Hamner said firmly,
Absolutely not.
It makes sense, sir. If any of the Masters or even someone in full Jedi robes goes out, they might suspect a trap or an attack of some sort. I'm obviously not a full Jedi Knight yet. I'm not much of a threat. But I do have your ear, and so I'm a good person to negotiate with.